Hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back to DJ Talk.
Another episode of DJ Talk.
We're back 2 days later.
Yeah.
So, listen, we want to get out there.
2 days later and, yeah.
Anyways, I was not expecting to podcast today, truthfully, because I just wanted to come home after a crazy day of work and just relax. And your phone just went off.
I know.
We just said, put your phones on silence.
Put your phone on silence, people.
It's
oh my God.
Like when you're flying, it's like, please put your phone on airplane mode.
Yeah, well, we don't.
Well, no, you don't. I already put my phone on vibrate and everything. Anyways, welcome back.
two days later. But
how's everybody's day since it's only 2 days later?
Like, anybody could respond.
I mean, they could. You guys write us in an email.
Nah, but, well, we have a topic for today. And it's going to be an interesting topic because it could be turned into a debate.
Which it will.
Yes. So, our topic for today is, do you believe in aliens?
How about no?
Aliens. No, but, yes.
You have, like, a whole list of...
I have my handy-dandy notebook, which is my laptop.
Hey.
I did some, like, you know, not too many research, but some research, I would say. So, yes, do you believe in aliens?
No.
Aliens meaning, like, outer space.
No.
I know there's different meanings of aliens, but I would say right now, today, the topic would be for, like, outer space.
Still no.
So you don't believe there's anything out there that could be living? We're the only living planet.
Yes. There's no proof.
How?
I just said it.
Do you realize how big our system is?
No. I just said it. There is no proof.
No, 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 no. Look, look. Speaking of this.
Linda, listen.
I need my phone because...
Oh, there goes the laptop. See? See?
No.
See? You see?
Okay. I have evidence. Well, not really evidence, but I have a picture that says...
It could be AI.
No, it's not. It's for off of, like, you know...
off of Google information.
.com. Okay. So, it states right here, as I quote... I'm just kidding. There are far more stars in the observable universe than there are grains of sand on Earth's beaches and deserts.
Okay, but that's not aliens. That's
no,
stars.
No, but those are stars, okay?
Stars
so
are
you believe...
Hot.
No, 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 no.
Balls
well,
gas.
The exact numbers of estimates, or are estimates, I would say, scientists have calculated there are trillions of galaxies and billions of stars within each, resulting in hundreds of sextillions of stars. In contrast, the estimated number of grains of sand on Earth is in the quintillions.
Quintillions? What?
That's 18 zeros. So, with the amount of stars there are out there, you don't believe there's not another planet anywhere in the space that could be living?
No.
You know they found water in Mars?
But did they?
They did.
But did they?
But how do you...
Is there proof?
There should be proof.
There should be, and there is.
No. Listen. And there's also other videos that, like, proven that, like... Have you ever watched the movie, or the... You should watch the movie, oh my God, not the movie. The documentary of on an Unacknowledged.
No.
You're not even gonna give it a try?
Because it's fake.
Oh, my gosh. it's not fake. Just watch it. Watch. So, if anybody doesn't know, Unacknowledged, it's like a documentary about all these things, about the aliens and, you know, what's out there and all that stuff. And shown, like, even they've had interviewed people who had worked within, like, you know, like, the Area 51, I guess, dealing with the aliens, and they told their stories, their side of the stories.
That's so it's a he said, she said.
Look. No. So,
So they focus on historic files on the project and investigates how UFO secrecy has been ruthlessly enforced and why. So there's evidence of the, I guess, I can't even say this word, extraterrestrial. Oh, my God, I said it! Extraterrestrial. Oh, no, I fucked that up. That's why. Excuse my language. But anyways, contact dating back in decades, including direct top secret witness testimonies, classified documents, and UFO footage. So they have all this evidence that you need proof of.
You need proof.
No, I'm talking about you yourself need proof to watch. I think you should watch it.
How about no?
Oh my gosh, I can't. I can't. There has, and I'm telling you, you just, we can't be the only planet to have life on, you know, life form, whatever. Do you realize they also, I also talked to somebody about it today. I don't know if I should mention their name because I don't know if they want their names to be mentioned.
No, let's just say anonymous for now.
So, someone told me Square Kilo, oh my God. I can't even say
it. You can do it!
There's a project that's happening. Can you try it.
Sound it out.
The Square Kilometry. What's Kilometry Array Project.
Good job!
Oh my God!
Good job!
So it's a multi-billion-dollar international project that they're building. They actually just started building. They already built it. Oh my gosh, I can't talk. They already started building. So it's pretty much a whole bunch of like satellite discs. It's going to be in the middle of, I think it was a, including. Okay, so it's going to be in the Netherlands, United Kingdom, South Africa, Australia, and India. So they're going to have, it's like a telescope that actually picks up like, like a radio telescope. So it picks up other things without having any interference of, you know, any interferences of, what is that called? Help me out here.
I'm trying to see what you're trying to say, because I don't know what you're trying to say.
Let me see. Oh, that like, so they're pretty much, so they have right now 197 large dish antennas that they're going to be focusing on into space. So they're going to get a lot more information of space.
Right, space. Of space, but not of aliens.
But they can pick up about stuff about aliens, so I talked to that person. They said that once they finish this project, then they'll know we'll know more about it, about aliens. But there's no way that we can be the only life planet.
We are.
Do you realize how big space is?
Okay, there's just planets. Okay. Balls of gas.
Do you really think that we're the only planet in the entire space to be living?
When did you get so passionate about aliens all of a sudden? Like, this is, like, so weird.
I'm just saying, like, does that make sense? Like, we can't be the only life form, like, a planet.
Were you that bored today?
Yes.
I could tell.
No, but I'm just saying. Like, so if they did find water on Mars, right?
Doesn't mean
Do
anything.
You realize that within that water there could be little molecules? That could be living in the water, like anything bacteria form, anything like that.
Doesn't mean they're aliens.
But it's living.
Oh my God. We're talking about aliens. We're not talking about species.
I'm just saying, so if Mars could have living little organisms or anything like that.
You're not convincing me at all. You know that, right?
I'm telling you, there has to, the amount of stars and all that stuff.
Okay, stars are just balls of gas.
Yeah, but still.
Didn't you learn that in science class?
Yes.
Just saying.
But there's other, I'm telling you, there's other planets that.
Look, I asked Google, are we the only ones in the universe? And it says, no.
Exactly.
Wait, I'm not done.
No.
It says, we don't know for certain, but the scientific consensus suggests it's extremely unlikely we are the only beings in the universe, given its vastness and discovery of numerous exoplanets. While Earth is currently the only place we know of to harbor life, the ingredients for life appear to be widespread, making the emergence of life elsewhere a strong possibility. The search for extraterrestrial life is ongoing, with scientists using powerful telescopes to analyze the atmospheres of exoplanets for potential biosignatures. But it doesn't mean that there is.
Okay, but
they said it's unlikely.
Unlikely, but there's still a chance.
Unlikely.
There's still a chance.
It's extremely. They use that word extremely.
No,
did you learn your adjectives and words in school?
I'm just saying.
Extremely unlikely.
Right here. Probability of life on other planets. Okay. The probability of life existing in other planets is a subject of ongoing scientific inquiry, with estimates varying based on different models and assumptions.
Assumptions, there you go.
The discovery of thousands of exoplanets, particularly those in the habitable zone where liquid water could exist, has significantly increased the likelihood that life could arise elsewhere. So, some analyses suggest that if planets have conditions similar to Earth are common, life may emerge spontaneously and other planets with a high probability based on Earth's rapid emergence of life of 300 million years of ocean formation.
Still don't believe it.
It literally says right here, significantly increased the likelihood that life could arise elsewhere.
Assumptions. That's what it is.
No. I feel like I'm telling you right now, there's other planets that are hiding things that we don't know. We can't be the only one.
You know what? I'm going to go live on TikTok and I'm going to ask the people.
Go ahead. Because I feel like that is my point of view. There's no way. It can't wrap my head around that we're the only ones. I'm sorry.
We are the only ones.
We're not the only ones. There's no way. There's no way.
Is it just that we're talking about aliens?
What?
Do you think E.T. is real?
Not E.T. Oh my god, I can't talk.
What is wrong with you today?
I can't specifically, no, not E.T., but I'm sure there's like aliens there.
Aliens don't exist.
I'm sure they do.
Well, let's ask our viewers, shall we? I posted a poll, and only one person said yes.
About what? About, like...
aliens being real.
Okay. So, what are their take on it?
No one's online yet.
No, the yes person.
I don't know. I didn't ask that person. Because I'm gonna say, why do you believe in aliens? They're not real.
So why don't you? Other than the non-proven
fact. Because there's no proven fact. For example, ghosts, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm iffy with ghosts.
There's no proven fact about it.
What are you talking about? There's so many videos.
Well, it could be alternated.
No.
It could be AI. Same thing with you.
So with aliens. So aliens. Aliens can be AI. They can't be real. And plus, before AI existed, there was a bunch of videos going around.
But they could still edit.
Well, they could still edit aliens. Exactly.
I'm just saying, like, from what I'm thinking... they don't know how big space is, really. There's no proven of where it ends or how big it is yet or anything like that. So you're telling me in space of how big it is, just like the ocean. We only explore 2% of the ocean. We don't know what's down there, right?
Fish.
Yeah, but what kind?
SpongeBob.
Oh my gosh. SpongeBob and Patrick. But No. So we just don't know exactly what is out there.
No. But I don't believe in aliens. I'm sorry. Or UFOs or anything like that. Nothing like that. No UFOs, no aliens, nothing. I don't know if anyone...
Look, I have a person right here. Okay, someone commented on Instagram, so thank you for that. Someone said, yes, I believe in aliens, but I don't believe they come from outer space. I used to, but now I believe there are overwhelming evidence that the majority of them come from the ocean. They're coming from the ocean. They may have come from outer space many, many years ago, like when I was in high school. But they have long established bases here in the ocean, mountains, Antarctica. And he has seen a UFO himself 8 years ago.
It doesn't prove anything. Anyone can say they saw a UFO or an alien. For those who are joining us on TikTok, where there's a debate if aliens are real or not, anyone can put their input. Because I don't believe in aliens at all.
Here's another one on Facebook. There's two, actually, on Facebook.
Let me see. What are you, giving a speech?
Yeah.
That every time you have to
yeah, I gotta make a clear comment, my throat, you know? So,
let me clear my throat.
Somebody said, which was funny, actually, what if we are the aliens? Or better yet, they say 100,000 years ago, we had the quote-unquote great leap forward. What if aliens came and messed up with our DNA?
Still don't believe it.
Yeah, what if we are the aliens?
Then we're the aliens. We won't know. But I don't think we are. So there's that.
And someone else said, I think it's more scary to think that the only life in existence is located on Earth. If that's the case, then it was done on purpose and we truly are living in a simulation. Aliens open up a crazy door and topic, definitely something worth using on more episodes than podcasting.
We have to have that person on our next podcast and talk about all this. But I really, you're not convincing me at all. Not even a little push.
Okay, someone has just sent me right now an article. Scientists hail strongest evidence so far for life beyond our solar system. Right here. So, it starts off, a giant planet 124 light years from Earth has yielded the strongest evidence yet that the extraterrestrial life may be thriving beyond our solar system, astronomers claim. Observations by James Webb Space Telescope of a planet called K2-18b appear to reveal that the chemical fingerprints of two compounds that on Earth are only known to be produced by life.
Okay.
So they found fingerprints.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Nothing is going to convince me otherwise.
So,
unless they physically came to my door and rang my doorbell.
Okay. So watch, an alien is going to come to you, knock on your door, be like, abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba.
What is wrong with you? Maybe we should be aliens for Halloween.
I mean, we already have an idea for Halloween, but I'm not going to say it yet.
Why?
Why? Because that's another podcast.
Oh, we should do a giveaway.
If we do have a giveaway.
Yeah, no. You're not convincing me at all. I'm sorry.
I don't know, but you're gonna be crying calling me. I just saw an alien outside my door.
No. Ghosts? I'm halfway believing it. Aliens? No. No. No UFOs, no aliens.
There's one time, that, like, years ago, I think this was before Mackenzie, that we were outside, or no, somebody was outside at first. I can't remember who. And they're like, look at this, look at the lights in the sky, because it was moving weird.
Drones.
No, but it was really high. It couldn't be have drones. Drones. No, it couldn't. The drones that can't even reach that high. But it was moving in a weird direction and then disappeared. And it came back on.
Drones.
No. There's no way. Because if it was drones, you would see it come down with the lights.
Not really.
And stuff like that.
Not really.
It's not going to go dark like that up there.
People who are joining, the question is, are aliens real or not?
Or do you believe that they
yes.
are?
Yes. I don't think they are. But that's just me.
Even though that I might have potentially saw a UFO.
Yeah, I still don't believe it. Somebody could have built like a like prototype or something and, you know, put a drone under it and put it in the sky.
Let's see. Can you play it? I don't know if I can even play this. I got a video sent. Oh, I can't even listen to it. Hold on. Can I listen to it?
I'm going to show you a way to potentially not recognize Mr. Elizondo.
Oh, this was like in, okay.
Meetings, Chairwoman Mace, Chairman Rothman.
Oh, there's a video that's like 11 minutes long. I don't know if I should play the whole thing.
No.
But it's pretty much, it says, not alone in the cosmos. And it's -FMR.Pentagon UFO Hunter says the U.S. government hides evidence. That's the description of the YouTube video. You guys should watch it to prove that we are not alone.
We are alone.
You are not
alone. Do you guys believe in aliens? For those who are watching, we're taking a poll because there's a big debate. She thinks there is. I don't think anything. I never did.
I think so.
I never did.
What the hell is happening? Sorry, my phone's going off.
I know.
What is
that? Why is your phone on?
I don't know.
We are in the middle of recording.
Okay. But yeah. I don't know. You guys should listen to this and let us know what you guys think. And then we can like bring it up to the beginning of the next podcast just to see what you guys really think about it.
I just really don't think there's anything outside our planet. Truthfully. How can you live? There's no oxygen. And
but they found
if they come here, they probably would die. It's like fish out of water.
No, they're aliens. You know their like technology is a lot far more advanced than ours.
Oh my god, now you're getting so technical.
Like, you know, like, Mars Attacks, when they had that glow, that...
Oh, my God.
I was kidding.
That movie is so fake.
No, that's obviously fake, duh. But I'm just saying, oh, my goodness. But, no, I don't know. I feel like there could be something out there that's far more advanced than us. And that we're not, like, the only ones, like, living. If they found water in other planets...
It doesn't mean there's something living there.
But that's water. There's
okay.
organisms within that water.
We don't know that. Do you have proof of that?
They found an ocean under the ice of Saturn's moon, someone had commented.
Right. But do we have proof?
An ocean.
Do we have proof? Did someone physically go...
I'm sure.
Did someone physically go to Mars and be like, oh, look. Here's an ocean. Exactly.
I'm sure there's evidence. You can't just be like, I'm sure they're not going to be like, oh, they're just saying shit like that. They said satellites. So they have pictures of it.
Photoshop.
Oh my gosh, I can't.
I can't. You're not going to win this one because I... already know that it's not real.
Well, the people out there can comment or send us stuff about like their opinions and we'll go from there.
I guess it's still not going to change my mind.
I'm gonna be sending you a crap you better ton not. Of stuff tonight.
You better not.
Just blowing up your phone.
Better not. I'll put you on mute so I don't see it.
Just blowing up your phone about aliens and stuff.
Aliens are not real.
I believe point that there's blank. Things out there that's living other than us and other planets.
Okay, let's go to then let's touch the topic of ghosts. I only am 50-50 with it because I had an experience at the old house that we used to live in.
Well, we already talked about ghosts on like the podcast.
That's more believable in a sense than aliens. Exactly.
What? How's that more believable?
Because there's more proof than aliens sightings. How much you want to bet someone's going to be like, oh, I saw a TikTok of the aliens that were in Miami. Meanwhile, we were there, nothing happened. That was all AI.
So, okay. Oh my goodness. Well, just saying, for those who are listening, if you want to put your input into it, you can.
Or whoever wants to join our podcast.
Or that too. If you guys want to join and tell us your input about it. But
still not going to convince me.
We should still listen to other people's opinions.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying nothing. I don't think anything will convince me or make me change my mind that aliens are real.
Well,
I have a few people I can ask that do believe in it, and I want to get their opinion. Maybe I can share their opinion on the next podcast.
There we go.
Even though I just roll my eyes. It's not real.
Okay.
But I think next podcast, though, we're going to have a special guest on.
Yes.
So, I'm
get
excited.
Get ready for the I'm special excited. Guest.
I'm excited.
But you guys have to tell us your opinions on djtalkpodcast@gmail.com, if anything, or our Facebook or Instagram.
DJ Talk on Instagram and Facebook. But, I don't know. Still, I don't know.
Email us your opinions, your thoughts, anything. But we will bring that up on our next podcast.
This is going to be a really short podcast.
It's a podcast.
Probably 20 minutes.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
I don't know.
I don't think it's that short.
I don't know. All I know, you text me about it. I was like, sure, but I don't believe in it. So, there's that.
Well, like I said, people
tell us you really had time on your hands today because you did all that research.
I didn't do all the research.
Well, most of it.
It's like, it wasn't even like that much. It's whenever I had time.
See, there's not enough proof. I told you.
No, I didn't even like put that much time into it.
Why not? You're so passionate
because
about
I have
it. It seemed
three
like
kids
it.
That I have to like, you know, take care of at the same time. I don't have that much time in my hands that I can just sit around and just, you know, throw my freaking thumbs.
I'm just like not really prepared for this podcast only because you threw it at me and I'm trying to figure out if I do or not, but no, I don't.
Yeah. Well, like I said, tell us your opinions. And one more fact before we say bye.
Oh, here we go.
A survey of 1,055 scientists, including 521 astrobiologists, found that 86.6% believe basic extraterrestrial life likely exists.
That's
agreement
a really high number.
Among non-astrobiologists was similar.
That's a really high number. I would think it was like 40%.
Well, I'm telling you.
Do you guys believe in aliens for those who are on? Anybody believe in aliens? No? Good. They're on my team.
They're
then.
Not. No one's even answering you. But yeah, until next time, guys.
Thank you for joining. Short episode, but we're going to keep recording every week. Jessica.
Yes.
Every week.
D. Anna.
What the hell was that?
But until next time, guys.
Email, subscribe, follow, like, everything.
Everything
share.
Down to man.
Please.
An alien.
No, oh no, there are no aliens.
I'm just kidding.
Oh my god.
Until more. Next time on
DJ Talk. Bye.
Bye.